Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're not going to change anybody else. Did you change you? Everything really does begin with you.
I found a lot of people pretty much that way. They've got an awful lot underneath the surface, but until they bring it out and take it to the marketplace, they will never realize even a minute fraction of the benefits that they could bring themselves, their families, their friends, their community, and everyone else.
When you know within yourself that there's something you want to do, and I believe that all of us were born with a purpose, that all of us have some goodness within us, and that goodness gives us a responsibility to manifest our greatness. Not only is it possible for you to have your dream, but it's necessary that you go for what is yours in the universe.
What is it that I must become in order to manifest the vision that's beginning to articulate itself through me right now? What must I become? Where must I grow in my own life in order to be a vehicle for this transcendent vision that wants to express through me right now? There is a sacred law that you can't really have in your life which you're not willing to become vibrationally. What must I become? Where must I grow? Some people need to grow in becoming more loving or more self-loving. Where must I grow?
Who do you need to become to start the business? To move into the new location? To start traveling? To make new friends? To take up new hobbies and new investments and endeavors? To impact? Who are you going to have to become to build that philanthropic portfolio? To serve in areas you've never served? To see and to sow in places you've never been? Your destiny is linked to your identity.
Your perseverance is not even about you. The future, the next generation, legacy, destiny is attached to this. It is only then that you will be able to manifest and become who you were destined to be.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The hardest part of making millions of dollars and being successful in business is becoming the person who is able to do the thing. That's the hardest part. Hardest part's not what doing things that'll make you $1 million. That's not the hardest part. The hardest part is you becoming the person who has enough intestinal fortitude and grit to go down into the laboratory, the cave, the drawing board, whatever you want to call it, and obsess over this problem long enough to find an elegant, effortless, effective solution. That's the part. Because most people don't have enough intestinal fortitude. They don't have enough stick-to-itiveness. They don't have enough grit to last through the learning curve to become the person who can do the thing that makes them deserve to have the stuff. Yeah, even if you take a tree growing in a garden, you plant the seed in the ground. In order for the seed to become a tree, the first thing it must do is exactly the same as the first thing we must do when we're getting ready to go through our transformation. What is that? It must be willing to cease to be a seed. Unless I'm willing to cease being what I've always been, I can never become whatever I can have the potential to become.
If I were to give people one single tool that would help them improve their lives, I would invite them to embrace the awareness and to use as a tool their consciousness that your life is not about you. It's about everyone else whose life you touch and the way in which you touch it. Everything that you hope to manifest in your life and searching for all the good things in life come to you automatically, almost without trying. That's all you'll need to transform your experience of who you are and to touch everyone else in life in a way that would allow them to begin to experience who they are.
I came to realize that it's not about me. The experience is yours, but the experience that people take from the content, you will never own. I will never know how much what I do affects people or doesn't. I'm not responsible for what happens with what is created once it's out in the world. Mm. The reason I was there was not to have a personal experience. The reason I was there was to make a film that could potentially shed light on an issue or teach something to people. Because I was so busy worrying about being Mr. Program Maker and making this film that was perfect in my mind's eye. Whereas in reality, the conversation that was being had had never been had before. And as a result, it actively changed lives of people watching. It literally changed the lives of people that messaged me. Wasn't about me, and being comfortable with that is quite difficult, but also quite freeing in a lot of ways.
People come to the work for all kinds of reasons,
sure,
and I don't really care, but by the time they start doing the work, all they really want to do is give. Because when you feel so amazing and feel so great about yourself that you no longer want anything, the first thing you want to do is give. I mean, and it's just a practice. And as you do that and you start seeing all the fun things happening, it's not like, oh, I got to go create my life today. You're like, I got to go because I don't want the magic to stop. Mm. So I just do it because I love the crazy, magical, wonderful things that happen that I would just never anticipate in my life. Mm. And so people are catching on to it. And they start coming for one reason, you know, they want money or they want health. Or, but it's not about your money. It's not about your health. It's not about your new relationship. It's not even about the mystical moment. It's about who you become in the process. Because overcoming all those limitations to become somebody else, nobody can take that away from you.
Your metas are the peace of the world. You are beyond yourself. You're greater than yourself.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Who you are today is just a point of reference. Don't you ever confuse your potential with who you are right now. Let me tell you something. You need to get to where you're supposed to be. I remember at our high school, the bell would ring, and the principal would come into the hallway. He would yell and say, hey, where are you supposed to be, son? So can I ask you a question? Where are you supposed to be? Based on your dreams, based on your goals, based on your vision, where are you supposed to be? That night changed my life. My father reminded me of where I was supposed to be. And all of a sudden, I had to become somebody different in order to get to where I'm supposed to be. Your next level requires you to transform.
I need you to be honest with yourself and ask yourself, yo, E.T., where am I? What do I know and what don't I know? And how much more do I need to know to get to where I am? What abilities do I have? What abilities don't I have? What skills don't I have? If I don't acquire those skills, it's going to allow me to be stuck where I am. What skills don't I have? What skills do I still need to get? What information do I have? What information don't I have? And what information do I need to get to where I'm trying to go?
If you've decided I can't because I was unlucky, my mom this, my dad this, my country this, my gender that, my income level this, well, then it's over. Doesn't matter what I think, you think, anyone else thinks, it's over. I just refuse to talk to another human being and believe that to be true because there's been billions of examples of the alternative. There's a reason that people that were deeply alcoholic have been able to be sober the rest of their lives after going through a process. There's a reason that therapy is profound. There's a reason that meditation is profound. There's a reason that exercise is profound. To me, there's something I believe in. If one person that lived that cliche life has gone on to be an incredibly productive person, it now means it's capable and true. Yeah.
And understand, anything you can see on the screen of your mind, you can manifest in your material world.
Fourth grade, I went in my closet. I said, I am going to the NBA. Anything you invoke with I am after it, the power of manifestation and what can happen in the universe comes true.
Because I always remember my mother always said to me, if you can see it, you can be it.
The first step before anybody else in the world believes it is you have to believe it.
Wake up every day. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want your dream? It's so much easier to forget that vision than to remember it.
Make this note. Don't become a victim of yourself. Forget the thief in the alley that's after your purse. What about the thief in your mind that's after your promise? Don't doubt your own ability.
There's this thing about people and they talk about manifesting. Mm-hmm. It's f***ing real, man. Manifesting is real. When you figure out who you are and what you want to do and you devote your life to it like a maniac, like you're all in on this thing and you manifest, most of these people end up doing what they say they're going to do and being who they say they're going to become. It's real.
Anything's possible. Anything's possible!
And there's no excuses. There's no fucking days off. There's no not willing to grind. And they lay out these short-term goals and this roadmap on how to get there. Most of those people make it.
Anytime you want to, you can say, I'm going to change my attitude. I'm going to change my abilities. Take on that as your God-given right to change your life to whatever degree you want it to change.
Everything comes from the imagination. So the power of the mind, people don't understand. We still don't understand. I still don't understand how powerful it is. I'm still learning. But I know one thing is I can make things happen.
The question is, will you put the work in that is required to manifest? I'm just wondering if there's anybody here that wants their future, that wants to fulfill their destiny, that wants to manifest, that wants to walk in discipline and determination. I'm just wondering, is there anybody here that's willing to disappear?
In the core of your being, do you realize that you're a star?
Yeah, I always knew so. I knew I wasn't going to be regular. I just knew, like, I was going to be great at something. I didn't know what it was. But I knew I was going to be great at something. I just knew. Bro, I can manifest like a motherfucker.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
My name's Spencer Beach. I wouldn't change what happened to me. And that's the God's honest truth. If any one of you had a superhero ability where you could send me back in time and give me a do-over, I wouldn't accept it. I would gladly relive everything I have been through, provided I had this outcome. Because who I am now and what I offer the world, I wouldn't want to give that up. But to avoid going through those dark days or the pain I went through, I think it was all worth it to turn me into who I am now.
One of the most important lessons in life that you should know is to remember to have an attitude of gratitude of humility. Use what I have. Use what you have to help others. Mm. You know, who you, on your last day, you can't take it with you. But you can leave it here. You'll never see a U-Haul behind a hearse.
I don't understand how people don't get that there's 7+ billion people, that there's so many people that have it worse than you.
But you gotta start with gratitude that you're one of the richest humans on earth. You're preaching. It doesn't feel like it, but you are.
Preaching.
When you look back, these will be the golden years, yeah. Right? When I had my health, I had my full mental capacity, I had control of my bladder, I had all of the money that I needed to do the things that I wanted, to crush it with my friends, to fly around America and film these podcasts, or to launch this book that I spend all of this time on. And you can even see it in the micro. You can even see it when you look back on stuff that you've done in your day-to-day business.
From a gratitude perspective, my most powerful frame for gratitude has been thinking about my 85-year-old self, waking up as my 30-year-old self, and all of a sudden looking at Layla and being like, man, I remember when we were this young. 85-year-old me would be like, I'm just not, my body doesn't hurt. You know what I mean? Like, I actually have energy. Like, I can think clearly. I don't have brain fog because I'm 85, right? And that has been probably my single most powerful frame on feeling grateful.
You have to be grateful for the ground that you've gained and guard the ground that you've gained. Celebrate the small wins.
Gratitude grows when you recognize that your time here isn't promised. It humbles you. It motivates you. It makes you look at the clock differently. Suddenly, 5 more minutes of sleep isn't worth more than 5 minutes of growth. Scrolling on your phone doesn't feel as important as checking in on your dream. Hitting snooze isn't as appealing as stepping into your calling. When you see waking up as a privilege, you start showing up like you mean it. You move like someone who's been chosen, not cursed. You walk like someone who's aware of the blessing. You talk like someone who knows that time is sacred. And that mindset, that awareness, that's what separates people who exist from people who live. I'm tired. It's too early. I gotta go to work. No, no, no. You get to wake up. You get to breathe. You get to chase your dream.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today I want to talk about a force so profound, so transformative, that it can change the very fabric of our lives. This force is gratitude.
The two emotions that destroy your relationship, your business, your life, it's fear and anger. Those are two extremes. What's the emotion I want to train? Gratitude. You can't be grateful and fearful simultaneously. You can't be angry and grateful simultaneously. So what I do is I start my day, I make those changes, and I close my eyes or I look out at the water, and I think of three things that I'm grateful for just a minute each.
I find 10 things to be grateful for before my feet hit the ground. Mm. And especially if I'm feeling strained and stressed, I go over my gratitude list, because gratitude will reduce stress all day long.
In the hustle and bustle of our daily lives, we often overlook the power of simply being thankful. But let me tell you, gratitude is not just a feeling, it's a way of life.
There's nothing you'll ever accomplish that's more remarkable than that you have a chance to accomplish something. When you're so grateful for the at-bat, you're happy.
When we unpack the architecture of a winning mentality, we're dealing with somebody that every single day they're beating on their crap and they're closing the gap. They are crystal clear about where they are and where they're looking to go. This is the type of person that's got tunnel vision. They move in the dimension of mindfulness and gratitude.
Say thank you for your heart that knows how to mend when it's broken. Show gratitude for your composure that helps you control your emotions.
I stand here in my greatness. I own my light. I own my brilliance. I am bold. I am courageous. I'm perfect in my imperfection. This is my time. This is my time. I'm bright enough. I'm old enough. I'm young enough. experienced enough. I'm wise enough. I understand that I am enough. Breathe. Own it. Own it.
If you don't have self-confidence, here's what you have. You have a really bad reputation with yourself. You have built a habit of not keeping the promises you make to yourself. We've all heard this before. You need to believe and know that your one decision, one relationship, one meeting, one book, one thought, one something away from a completely different life. Here's how I built what I would call almost superhuman confidence in spite of my insecurity. Think about that. Superhuman confidence in spite of my insecurity. It's an effort play. If you don't have self-confidence, you've never kept the promises you make to yourself. Check that box. If you have self-confidence, you've started to keep the promises you make to yourself. If you want to have superhuman self-confidence, you keep the promises you make to yourself and one more. So if I'm going to get up and I'm going to work out, I'm going to do 10 reps in the gym, I do one more. Wow. If I'm going to do 45 minutes on the treadmill, I do one more. If I want to make 10 contacts in a day, I do that and one more. If I'm going to tell my daughter I love her every day, I'm going to do that and one more. Wow. Because in life, we don't get our goals, we get our standards long term. And so if your standard is one more, what starts to happen is you go, I'm willing to do things other people aren't willing to do. And I combine that I have great faith, great associations, and I intend to help people. This is a formula to build wonderful self-confidence and never lack humility when you have it. Never link your confidence to your ability. If it's predicated on your abilities or your achievements, you're always going to be chasing it. But if you link your confidence to your intentions, man, do you have beautiful intentions. And that is something I knew about me. I know I have a good heart. And all of us, we run around carrying these bags of, I'm not qualified because I made this mistake. I had this bankruptcy. This relationship didn't work. I did this thing you don't know about. I'm so ashamed of.
That's why you're qualified.
That's the thing that qualifies you.
Yeah.
The humanness in you. You are the only human being with your combination of gifts that you were given, whatever they are, and your experience. Mm-hmm. And real human beings help real human beings by being vulnerable and transparent, saying, I know where you are. I've messed up. I've made greater mistakes. I felt worse. I know that depression. I know that anxiety. I know that shame. I know what that feels like. You're one away, one relationship, one meeting, one person, one thought away from changing your life.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I think courage is the quintessential trait that leads to everything else. You have to first have courage. You have to have courage to quit your job. You have to have courage to get rejected. If you don't first have courage, nothing else follows. Again, it's not are you courageous or not, it's how courageous are you. It's not a binary. I have courage because I have done things that have required it.
It takes courage. It takes courage to have a difficult conversation. Growth takes courage. Learning takes courage. Like, this takes courage.
Courage isn't for somebody else, for medals, applause, or moral debts. Courage is what, at that moment, feels most right for you. One great philosopher says, cowards die many times before their deaths. The valiant never taste of death but once. What does that mean? That valiant people aren't afraid? No. It means that they experience that fear and they move forward. Move forward anyhow. Many people are dead now. Many people are allowing their dreams to die. Many people are allowing their ideas to lie dormant and collect dust. Many people have all this talent and ability that they are allowing to be in, buried inside of them, that they will take with them to their graves because they didn't have the courage to be who they are. And I say, as you begin to look toward the future and manifesting your greatness, it's going to take everything in you, that your life deserves the concentrated effort to begin to look at how is it that I can express more of me? How is it that I can bring my ideas out here now? How is it? And start living with a sense of urgency, because you're here today, you're gone today. Life is unpredictable. It's uncertain. There are no guarantees. No guarantees out here at all. So holding back, what are you waiting on? Ask yourself, what's the benefit of your waiting? What's the benefit of your not living your dream? What's the benefit of not listening to yourself?
And for many of you, the reason why you haven't gotten up yet is because you still think failure is final. Fear sedates us. Fear immobilizes us. Fear imprisons us. You gotta break out of that prison of fear and see yourself winning in the same place that you lost. Show me somebody who has achieved greatness. And if you pull up their past, I promise you, you'll see some failures and some lessons learned. If we can change our perspective on failure, our lives will never be the same. Stop telling yourself you're not good enough. Stop telling yourself you don't have what it takes. If you want your future, get up now!
I'm getting up, and I'm gonna do this again. I'm getting up, and I'm gonna try this again. And I'm gonna try it again, and I'm gonna try it again. I was made to walk in purpose and to fulfill destiny. I was not created for the prison of fear.
Courage is the most important of all the virtues, because without courage, you can't practice any other virtue consistently.
It's an emotion that you can't fake. If you fake bravery when you're terrified, that is bravery.
Well, you should be afraid of taking risks and pursuing something meaningful. But you should be more afraid of staying where you are if it's making you miserable.
Winning will cost you everything, but will reward you with so much more. It's going to cost you everything.
Courage is something that rubs off on other people. I think it's enormously to be desired to be around courageous people. And there might be different types of courage, some of it physical, some of it mental. Surround yourself with courageous people, or at least not cowards, not cretins, not the sort of people who just say the same things that everyone's meant to say, and so on. There's many ways people can get out of this non-life that they are being shunted into.
Can you do what is required to fulfill your purpose? Can you do what it takes? Can you implement? Can you execute? Are you disciplined? Are you principled? Do you possess courage to walk in purpose and to fulfill your destiny?
What would your life be like if you decided to become courageous? What would your life be like if you decided to act on your dream, if you did what you felt in your heart? You know what courageous means? Courage comes from a French word which means of the heart. You know, it takes courage to live. Since most people go through life not allowing themselves to step out because they don't want to let go. They don't want to be blown around. They don't want to be moved. The courage to face life's whirling wind of contradictions. The courage to love yourself. The courage to take a chance. The courage to be who you are.
Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding. Be brave, be strong. Come out of the dark and into the light with everything that you have. Run after it. And you keep giving, and you keep pouring, and you keep believing, and you keep pushing.
It is not the critic who counts, nor the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or whether doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who comes up short again and again and again, who, in the end, knows the triumph of high achievement, and who, at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Please,
Listen to yourself. You know the feelings. If you start listening to the feelings in your heart, and I'm doing it now more every day, I find that my feelings, I can trust them. And I say to you that as you look toward the future, you look at life on a daily basis, if there's something that you have been given, if you've heard something within yourself that you know that what you're doing now doesn't fit for you, it doesn't work for you, it's not giving you what you want, and there's something else that you want to do, don't allow that inner doubt in you to talk you out of it, to build a case on why you can't have it, to tell you why you're not good enough. You ignore that inner voice and all of the external voices. Don't judge the possibilities for what you can do based upon the circumstances, because the circumstances won't determine who you are. Don't determine what you're able to do based upon your resources. Don't determine what's possible for you based upon where your life is right now. Where your life is right now is not you. That's just what it is right now. But the possibilities for you are unlimited. If you're in a rebuilding process, it's unlimited. If you're coming back from adversity and devastation, it's unlimited of what you can do. That's the capacity of human beings. It doesn't matter how many mistakes you've made. Doesn't matter how many flops you've had. Doesn't matter how much money you've lost. In fact, I see it only as an investment of what you learn from life. Not losses, but investments of what's possible for you. Once you start listening to yourself, and as you begin to act on your dream, as you start just trying to find your way, doing what you can with what you have, you will start seeing things opening up for you. You'll start attracting people. You say, where'd it come from? Things will start coming together, clicking for you. You say, whoa. You start brainstorming. Ideas will come out of nowhere as you focus on it. The key to it is to begin to focus, because as you focus on that which you want to do, that which we focus on, that which we give our energy to, it will begin to multiply. It will begin to expand. It will begin to develop your consciousness. And out of that comes your greatness. Out of that comes a commitment. Out of that comes a passion for life. Out of that comes a special power that you have in you that you haven't even called on yet. See, the powers that we have will never reveal themselves if we don't challenge them, if we don't put ourselves in a position where we have to use them. And the guy said, put yourself in a position where you can't retreat. Where it's do or die, sink or swim. Here's what you'll find out. You'll develop incredible swimming skills. Or swallow half the pool of life. You'll find yourself stroking unlike you've ever seen before. Through the inspiration of desperation, you'll become more creative than ever before. All you can do is all you can do. And all you can do is enough. Make sure you do all you can do. So as we look at the future, we can decide that from this day forward, as I look at my personal relationships, if I look at my professional relationships, if I look at my family relationships, as I look at all the dimensions of my life, looking at myself mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, I'm going to do all I can do to develop me, to bring my talent out here, to make a contribution to life. Here's what I know about you. You've got greatness within you. As you look toward the future and developing your greatness, begin to know that your life is worth the effort. Is it easy? No. Is it worth it? Yes. Yes, your life is worth it.
You might have failed in the weight room, and you might have failed financially, and you might have failed in school, and it doesn't matter where you fail. I need you in this moment to get up and try again.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What happens when I decide for myself that I'm going to do something different. Because, yeah, nothing changes and nothing changes, man.
Lots of people spend a lifetime doing the right things, like trying to journal, pray. They develop a morning routine. They try to focus on positive thinking. They go to the right seminars. They try to put themselves in the right rooms. And they can't seem to maintain that elevated emotional state because their physiology is dragging them back down into the state where you most comfortably exist. Rather than learn to cope with what you have, why don't you dig in and get rid of it?
Takes guts. You got to dig down deep to gut it out. Keep on going again and again and again until you make it happen, because you know that it's possible.
So what I want you to do is think about something you want for you, that's real for you, that's important for you, that will give your life some special meaning and power.
You have the power to create meaning in your life rather than passively look for it. Meaning to me is, do I know more about the world today than I did yesterday? And if that accumulates and accrues daily, in a month, you know way more than you did than just that day later, so that you continue to grow.
Most people operate out of their personal history, out of their memory, things they've done, things they've experienced, things they've seen, things that they have observed. What I'm suggesting that you operate out of a larger vision of yourself. I want you to see yourself doing what you want to do, having what you want to have, doing what it is that gives your life some meaning and value. Operate out of your imagination, not your memory.
And it's so much easier to make the same choice every single day. And the hardest part about change is not making the same choice as you did the day before. You're going to feel uncomfortable. So some people would rather tell the story of their past instead of telling the story of their future. They'd rather believe in their past instead of believe in their future.
If you actually just make little promises and keep little promises to yourself, it is amazing what it will do for your confidence level, your self-esteem, and could entirely change the trajectory of your life. You keep breaking promises to yourself. I'm going to work out the first thing tomorrow morning. I get up, I get on my phone, I miss the workout. And that is the most detrimental thing for our psyche.
If you want to know something about yourself, sit on your bed one night and say, my life is not everything I want it to be, and perhaps it's not everything that I need it to be. What's one thing I'm doing wrong that I know I'm doing wrong that I could fix, that I would fix? You meditate on that, you'll get an answer. And it won't be one you want, but it'll be the necessary one.
Well, most people, ladies and gentlemen, when something happens to them, what they do is they begin to believe that that's the way it is. That's the way it's always been. And they can't see the possibility of it being any different.
No one ever told me that I had to search for meaning in life to begin with. It was, I got my life, this is who and what I am. This is what I did in school. These are my dreams, ambitions. How do I create meaning in my life as I go forward? My first question of me wasn't, where do I find meaning? It was, how do I create meaning? And that started early.
I know one day I'm going to be somebody. You'll know when I...
Please look at my face. You're somebody now. I was somebody long before people knew who I was, and I believed that. You're somebody now.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.